but I'm ready to jump right into the word. You know, over the past several weeks, we've been talking about how God is the God of breakthroughs. And in fact, we learned in 1 Chronicles that one of God's names is the Lord of breakthroughs, or the master of breakthroughs. But what we also learned by reading 1 Chronicles 14:11 is that God will do the breakthrough, but he will use your hand to do it. In 1 Chronicles 14:11, we read that God will do the breakthrough, but he can use your hand to do it. In fact, I want to look at 1 Chronicles 14:11 because I really want to help us lay a foundation for the word that we are about to receive today. And if you've been attending Celebration in person or online, you've heard Pastor Randy Hand speak a word over this church that we are going to see breakthroughs, but God is going to use our hand to do it. And it's going to require our participation, but let's dive right into this word. In 1 Chronicles 14:11, it says, David said, God has broken through my enemies by my hand. God has broken through my enemies by my hand, like the breakthroughs of water. Therefore, they named that place Baal Presum, which means the Lord of breakthroughs. You see, God used David's hand to provide the breakthrough. David would have never received his breakthrough if he didn't put up a fight. But because he did, God allowed the breakthrough to happen by his hand. God is the God of breakthroughs, but it requires your participation. But what is a breakthrough? We've been talking about how God is the God of breakthroughs all this time, but what exactly is a breakthrough? When we look up the definition for the word breakthrough, it is a sudden, dramatic, and important discovery or resolution to an ongoing problem or issue. So you can have a sudden breakthrough, which means it's quickly, unexpectedly, or without warning done. A sudden breakthrough means that it's quickly, unexpectedly, or without warning done. Can anybody use a sudden breakthrough in their relationship? A sudden breakthrough in their finances? A sudden breakthrough in their health? A sudden breakthrough in their family? God can provide a sudden breakthrough that can help you discover a resolution to an issue or problem you are facing. Now, a dramatic breakthrough is substantially sizable, noticeable, and obvious. When God does a dramatic breakthrough in your life, oh, it's obvious. And when God does a dramatic breakthrough in your life, it's obvious. But you see, there are two things that all breakthroughs have in common. God has to provide the breakthrough, and your participation is required. God has to provide the breakthrough, and your participation is required. Let me explain more. In the Bible, there was a lame man that couldn't walk until God did a dramatic breakthrough for him to walk. But the man had to get up, pick up his mat, and walk. He had to do his part. In the Bible, there was a blind man that had to leave his village in order to get his eyesight restored. God provided the dramatic breakthrough and restored his vision, but he had to leave his village first. He had to do his part. In the Bible, Isaac sowed seed during a famine, a drought. Isaac had to plant the seed, and when he did, God provided the dramatic breakthrough, and he reaped a hundredfold. Isaac planted the seed. God provided the dramatic breakthrough. Isaac had to do his part. Let's break it down even more. In your life, that job you have, God provided the breakthrough, but you had to apply for it. You had to do your part. That business that you own, God provided the breakthrough, but you had to work. You had to put in the work to build that business up. God provided the breakthrough, but you had to do your part. That food that you eat, God provides the breakthrough, but you actually got to cook it and eat it in order to survive. You have to do your part. That car you drive, God provides the breakthrough, but you actually have to drive the car. You have to do your part. How about this? That life you live, God provides the air in your lungs, but you actually have to live your life. You have to do your part. All of God's promises are yes and amen, but in order for you to see your breakthrough, you must understand it requires your participation. Amen? Amen. You know, I want to look at a famous story in the Bible where God performs a dramatic breakthrough for over 5,000 people at once. And I'm sure many of you have heard this story before, but I want to give you a little context on the story before we dive into the word. You see, before Jesus fed over 5,000 people with two fish and five loaves of bread, Jesus ordered his disciples to go throughout the villages and pray and heal people and cast out demons. So they walked from Fresno to Madera to Sanger to Clovis and then back to Fresno on their feet. Somebody say on their feet. When Jesus sent the disciples out, he told them, don't take nothing with you. He said, don't take no food, no money, no water, no walking stick, no sleeping bags. He said, just go. And they went. Eventually, they returned back to Jesus, and they were telling them all the good things that they were able to do while they were out in the villages. And as they were walking with Jesus, it was a large crowd of people following them. And this is where we're going to pick up in Luke chapter 9, verses 12. And it reads, late in the afternoon, the 12 disciples came to him and said, send the crowds away to the nearby villages and farm so they can find food and lodging for the night. There is nothing to eat here in this remote place. But Jesus said, you feed them. Jesus said, you feed them. But the disciples replied, they said, but we only have five loaves of bread and two fish, they answered. Or are you expecting us to go and buy enough food for this whole crowd? For there were about 5,000 men there. Can you imagine being one of Jesus' disciples on this day? They've been out preaching the gospel and healing people, walking all day on their feet. Somebody say on their feet. You know their feet was hurting. They've been walking all throughout the villages, praying and healing people and doing what they was told to do. You know their feet was hurting. They probably was ready to eat and go to sleep. Where are all my working people at in here? Hey, when you're dealing with people all day and you're on your feet, sometimes you just want to go home, take a shower, eat, and go to sleep. Can I get an amen? Amen. But Jesus told them, you feed them. After being on their feet praying and casting out demons and healing people all day, now they needed to feed 5,000 people with their dinner that they've been longing to eat. But let's keep reading. Jesus replied in verse 14, tell them to sit down in groups of 50. So the people all sat down. Jesus took the five loaves and two fish, looked up toward heaven, and blessed them. He took the five loaves of bread and two fish, looked up towards heaven, and blessed them. Then breaking the loaves into pieces, he kept giving the bread and fish to the disciples so they could distribute it to the people. They all ate as much as they wanted, and afterwards, the disciples picked up 12 baskets of leftovers. So not only did the disciples have to feed the people after walking around the whole Central Valley, praying and preaching the gospel on their feet, they also had to pick up the leftovers. They had to clean up. I know their feet was hurting. Amen. But you know what I find truly interesting and fascinating about this story? It wasn't that Jesus was able to feed 5,000 people with two fish and five loaves of bread. Like, it wasn't that. That was cool, but what I really find truly fascinating about this story is Jesus had faith that God was going to provide a dramatic breakthrough by his hand if he did his part. Jesus knew if he did his part, God was going to provide a dramatic breakthrough by his hand. Can you imagine the faith that Jesus had? He had 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, and he told 5,000 people to sit down. We about to eat. Can you imagine what type of faith you need to have if you got 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread and you tell 5,000 people, sit down, we about to eat? Hey, listen, Jesus knew that if he did his part, God was going to provide. Somebody say, that's faith. If you truly want to see miracles happen in your life, this is where your faith needs to grow to. If you truly want to see these type of miracles happen in your life, this is where your faith has to grow. When you're stuck between a rock and a hard place, you need to know that you know that you know that you know that you know that God is going to show up and either provide a sudden breakthrough or a dramatic breakthrough. That's the faith that you got to have. Amen? Listen, in Luke 9, verses 17, it reads, they all ate as much as they wanted, and afterwards, the disciples picked up 12 baskets of leftovers. Now, let's do some math. It was 5,000 people that sat in groups of 50. 5,000 divided by 50 is, look at y'all, 100. Nobody wanted to shout the answer out. I saw y'all looking at y'all neighbors like, all right, but there were 100 groups of 50 people each. The Bible says that the disciples picked up 12 baskets of leftovers after they were done. So if one basket could feed 50 people and it was 12 baskets left over, how many people could the leftovers feed? Ooh, y'all ain't, some of y'all in here are like, I did not come to church this morning to do this math. I get you. But the leftovers could have fed at least 600 more people. One basket could feed at least 50 people. It was 12 baskets left over. 12 times 50 equals 600. Somebody say that was a dramatic breakthrough. They ate as much as they wanted, and they had enough left over to at least feed 600 more people. I give you guys all of that content not to show off my great math skills, but to let you guys know how you can participate in your breakthrough. How can you participate in your breakthrough? Number one, you have to pray. Number one, you have to pray. The Bible says in Luke 9, verses 16, Jesus took the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, looked up towards heaven, and blessed them. The first thing he did was he prayed. Listen, before David conquered the Philistines in 1 Chronicles 14, 10, it says that David inquired to God. David inquired to God. That means that he prayed. In order for you to see your breakthrough, you have to pray. The Bible tells us in Philippians 4, 6, to do not be anxious for anything, but by everything, prayer and supplication, make your requests be made known to God. Make your requests be made known to God. That means you have to pray. Mark 11, 24 says, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. 1 Thessalonians 5, 17 says, pray without ceasing. Mark 26, 41 says, watch and pray. 1 Timothy 2, 8 says that every man should pray. If you want to see breakthroughs happen in your life, you have to pray. You have to pray. Praying is simply acknowledging God. Praying is simply acknowledging our God who art in heaven. It doesn't have to be a long prayer. It doesn't have to be complex. It's simply just acknowledging God. Thank you, Lord. I see you, God. I need you, God. Prayer is nothing but a communication, an open line of communication with God. You know, when I was playing in the NFL, I learned something from a mentor of mine, Troy Polamalu. He used to say PEP, which means pray every play. So every play, we was praying. After every play that we made, we prayed. I make a tackle, I'd be like, thank you, Lord. When I was back there at safety, I used to be like, all right, God, come on now, I need you. Let me see what I'm supposed to see, be where I'm supposed to be, make the play I'm supposed to make. I was talking to God every play. especially when we played against the New England Patriots and I had to go up against Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski. I used to be like, Lord, please don't let Rob Gronkowski come on my side. I see him break that huddle and go on the other side. I'd be like, thank you, Lord. But then when I saw him break that huddle and come running out on my side, I used to be like, all right, Lord, here we go. I need you on this play. Let's go. But I used to pray. Praying is nothing but having a communication or having a conversation with God. You can pray out loud, you can pray in your head, or you can pray in the spirit. But if you want to experience a breakthrough in your life, you have to pray. In order for you to participate in your breakthrough, number one, you have to pray. Everybody say, we got to pray. We have to pray. How can you participate in your breakthrough? Number two, you have to work. Everybody say, work. God needs to be able to use your hand to provide the breakthrough through. God needs to be able to use your hand to provide the breakthrough through. And Luke 9, verses 16, it says, Jesus took the 5 loaves and 2 fish, looked up toward heaven, and blessed them. He prayed. Then, breaking the loaves into pieces, he kept giving the bread and fish to the disciples so they could distribute it to the people. Jesus had to work. He kept breaking the loaves of bread into pieces, breaking the fish into pieces, 100 baskets worth. Remember, it was 100 groups of about 50 people each. So he had to break enough bread and enough fish and put it in a basket and give it to the disciples. It was 5,000 people that he did that for. So Jesus was breaking the bread, breaking the fish, putting it into the basket, giving it to the disciples. He was breaking the bread, breaking the fish, putting it into the basket, giving it to the disciples. He was breaking the bread, breaking the fish, putting it into the basket, giving it to the disciples. He was breaking the bread, breaking the fish, putting it into the basket, giving it to the disciples. Somebody say Jesus was working. Jesus was working. In order for you to see your breakthrough, you have to work. Listen, God provided the breakthrough by providing enough, but he used Jesus' hands to provide the breakthrough. God did the miracle by providing enough, but he used Jesus' hands to provide the breakthrough when Jesus was breaking the bread, breaking the fish, putting it into the basket, putting it to the disciples. Come on, T-Boogie. I know T-Boogie liked that right there. I know you do. We had Pastor Samuel Rodriguez come and bless this house a couple weeks ago. How many of you was here for that? Amen. It was a blessing. He gave us that prophetic word. We on our way to Rome. I'm telling y'all, we got to work. We got to work. Amen. Amen. But at least 100 times, Jesus had to break the bread and break the fish and put it in a basket and pass it out to the disciples. Jesus was working. If you're willing to work, if you're willing to work, and if you're willing to let God use your hand to provide the breakthrough, say, use me, Lord. One thing that all breakthroughs have in common is it requires your participation. In 1 Chronicles 14:11, David had to fight. God provided the victory, but David had to fight. He had to participate. Please do not get this mistaken. In order for you to see your breakthrough, understand that it is a partnership between you and God. In order for you to see your breakthrough, understand that it is a partnership between you and God. You have to work. You know, I love reading the book of James. You see, James was Jesus' brother. He was his stepbrother, but they were still brothers. And what James tells us in chapter 2 is that faith without works is dead. In fact, can we pull up James chapter 2, verse 14, so that the people can read it? Y'all know that this is a Bible-believing church, and everything that we do, we get it out the Bible, amen? It says, what good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works, can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, be warmed and filled, without giving them things needed for the body, what good is that? So also, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. If it does not have works, it's dead. If it does not have works, it's dead. If you want to experience your breakthrough, you have to work. You must do your part. You know, in honor of Black History Month, I do want to give a special shout out to one of the great poets, Maya Angelou. And in my office, I've had one of her quotes that's been written on my vision board for at least 5 years. And on my vision board, I have it at the top, and it says, nothing works unless you do. Maya Angelou once said that nothing works unless you do. Many of you that know me, you know my story. I left the NFL and I came back home and I decided to open up a school. But I didn't want to just open up a school. I wanted to open up a school that was going to be the beginning of community change. So every single student, no matter how old they are on my campus, they have to do some type of service project or some type of civic engagement to make their environment and their community a better place. They have to work. But what's really cool is over the past month and a half, our fifth graders, they have been studying food sovereignty because in Southwest Fresno and surrounding areas, they don't have access to fresh foods. They don't get to have the farmers markets in Southwest Fresno and all of the things that they have in North Fresno. But what's really interesting is that the fresh produce that they do have in grocery stores in Southwest Fresno, it costs an average of $1.30 more than the grocery stores in North Fresno. So our students, they wanted to do something about the food apartheid that we are experiencing in our community. So this past Friday, our students hosted a free farmers market that provided fresh food to the community. Can we pull up the photos? They passed out more than food, more than to 100 families in their communities that would not have access to fresh produce. Listen, our students understand, if you want change, you got to be the change. If you want to work, you got to work. If you want to see breakthroughs happen in your life, you have to work. Nothing works unless you do. Our students understand this, and I tell you what, if you want to see your breakthrough happen in your life, you have to work. If God can use your hand to provide the breakthrough, say, use me, Lord. Amen. Amen. Our fifth graders have been addressing food justice, and I am proud of the work that they are doing because nothing works unless you do. Your breakthrough won't happen unless you do your part. Your breakthrough requires your participation. Amen. God will provide the breakthrough, but he will use your hands to do it. How can you participate in your breakthrough? Number two, you have to work. Number three, in order for you to experience your breakthrough, you have to have faith. Let me hear y'all say, have faith. Luke 9, verses 14 says, for there were about 5,000 men, and he said to his disciples, have them sit down in groups of 50. He told 5,000 people to sit down in groups of 50 with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Somebody say, that's faith. Before he prayed to God for him to provide the breakthrough, he already knew God was going to do it by his hand. That's faith. in 1 Chronicles 14:8, before David prayed to God and asked God to deliver his enemy by his hand, this is what happened a few verses before that setting. We've been reading 1 Chronicles 14:11 as our text that we've been coming from, but this is what happened a few verses before. 1 Chronicles 14:11, 14:8 reads, "When the Philistines heard that David had now been made king over the whole country of Israel, the army went out to capture him. So David marched out to meet them." Don't miss it. Don't miss it. "When the Philistines heard David had now been made king over the whole country of Israel, they army went out to capture him. So David marched out to meet them." Before David prayed to God and asked God to deliver his enemies by his hand, he had already knew that he was going to experience a breakthrough. Somebody say that's faith. He marched in the middle of the street like, "I heard y'all looking for me. Well, here I am. Here I am. Y'all said y'all looking for me. Well, here I am." How many of y'all know that in order for you to see your breakthrough, you must participate in your breakthrough? How can you participate in your breakthrough? Number three, you have to have faith. You have to have faith. We can get the praise team to start hitting back for me as well, too. David marched out in the middle of the street like, "Here I am. Here I am." They said that when they noticed that David had became the king, he walked out and said, "Y'all looking for me? Here I am." That's faith. That's faith. If you want to see a breakthrough happen in your life, you have to have faith. You have to have faith. Listen, in 1 Chronicles 14:8, the Philistines, they heard that David had became king of Israel. They heard that he became king of Israel. So they didn't want that to happen. And David knew it, but David was going around taking over his territory, but he was doing it by faith. He was doing it by faith. There are things that you guys want to accomplish in your life. There are things that you want to see. There are battles and obstacles that you guys are facing right now. Understand that if you want to see that breakthrough happen in your life, it's going to require faith. Number one, how can you participate in your breakthrough? You have to pray. Pray. Jesus looked up to heaven, blessed the fish, blessed the loaves of bread. He prayed. He prayed. David, before he asked God to deliver the Philistines and his enemies by his hand, he prayed. He prayed. You guys have to pray in order to experience your breakthrough. Number two, in order for you to be able to participate in your breakthrough, you have to work. You have to work. David actually had to fight. He walked out into the middle of the street, and he was like, "Here I am." When they came, they were able to conquer and win. The Lord delivered the breakthrough by his hand. They had to work. They had to fight. Jesus, he had to break the loaves of bread. He had to break the fish. He had to put it in a basket. He had to give it to the disciples. The disciples had to take the baskets and give it to 100 groups of 50 people. They had to work. If you want to see your breakthrough, you have to work. And number three, if you want to see your breakthrough, you have to have faith. You have to have faith. But you know what's interesting about the Bible? The Bible tells us that the first should be last and the last should be first. So you got to have faith first. You got to have faith first when you're praying and when you're working. You got to believe first. You got to pray. You got to have faith. You got to pray. You have to work. You have to have faith. You have to pray. It don't matter what order you put these in order for you to see your breakthrough, you have to participate in it. How can you participate in your breakthrough? Pray. Have faith. Work. You have to pray, have faith, and work. All over the building, we can stand to our feet. All over the building, we can stand to our feet. If y'all receive that word, let's give God some praise in here. You know, in honor of Super Bowl Eve weekend, it is Super Bowl Eve, I want to share a little story about my journey. You know, when I was getting ready to come out of the NFL draft, I was at my parents' house and we was watching the NFL draft in 2012. And I was projected to be like a second or third day pick, which was like between third and seventh round. And what's interesting is I'm sitting in the living room with my dad and my mom, and we're watching the NFL draft, waiting for my name to be called. And I can remember they got through round six, and then it got to round seven, and my name wasn't called. So I went in the room while they were still doing the seventh round picks, and I laid in my bed and I cried. But I kept listening just in case they did call my name. I kept my faith, but my name never got called. And I can remember laying in that bed, I heard my mom go up to my dad and say, "What he gonna do now?" She said, "What he gonna do now?" And at that moment, I knew that my faith had to rise up, and I had to go inside that living room and hug my mom and dad, and I told them, "We gonna be all right. God got a plan for us." I asked my mom, she's right there. I said, "We gonna be all right. God got a plan for us." We sat there and we prayed. We held hands and we prayed. Me, my mom, and my dad. We held hands and we prayed. After we finished praying, I kid you not, it was less than 5 minutes after we finished praying, I got a phone call from a 412 area code. It was the Pittsburgh Steelers. They said, "Robert, we want to bring you in as an undrafted free agent." We got my guy Rick Manny in the house. Rick knows that if you're an undrafted free agent, you're really just a camp body. You know, if you come in there and you can perform and do good, you might can make the team. You might can make the practice squad. But I got invited to come in as an undrafted free agent. But the thing about it is, when I was in college, I played cornerback and I played safety. I played two positions. The Pittsburgh Steelers, they signed their safety and they drafted a corner in free agency. I played both positions when I was in college. So when I got to the NFL and I was with the Pittsburgh Steelers, because I can do both positions, they cut the safety that they signed, they cut the corner that they signed, and they kept me. How many of you know that God works all things together for the good of them that loves the Lord and are called according to his purpose? I share that story with you guys. I share that story with you guys because when my name didn't get called, I still kept my faith. I kept working for my breakthrough. When my name didn't get called, I kept working. When I got to the Pittsburgh Steelers, I had to work to make that team. But guess what? I never lost my faith. Even when my name didn't get called, I never lost my faith. And I was able to experience my breakthrough. How can you experience your breakthrough? You got to have faith. You have to work and you have to pray. You have to pray, you have to work, you have to have faith. It doesn't matter what order you do it in order for you to participate in your breakthrough, you have to have faith all over the building. Father God, Lord, we thank you for this day. God, I thank you for this word, Lord God. Lord, I'm asking that you seal this word in your people's heart. Lord, let them be able to use this word, apply this word to their daily lives, Father God. Let them understand, Father God, that they have to pray. They have to have faith, and they have to work, because faith without works is dead. Lord, I'm asking that you continue to bless your people, Father. Lord, we thank you. We love you for all that you're doing in our lives. We ask that you have these blessings in your Son, Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. God bless y'all.
Hey, right where you're at, I'm gonna... Thanks for listening. If this impacted you and you'd like to partner with us, go to celebrationchurch.cc/give to help us reach people with the message of Jesus.